Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for healing us and reviving us, and on the third day being raised up, King of all. And thank you so that we can now know you, because your coming is as certain as the dawn, and you reign like righteousness on us. And so we thank you for this day, Lord, as your light just enlightens our hearts, enlightens our minds, attitudes, and actions for the walk, Lord, for the steps, our feet, and then also the walk for this day and then every day. Thank you, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 6 from verse 31 to 33. So then, forsake your worries. Why would you say, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For that is what the unbelievers chase after. Doesn't your heavenly Father already know the things your body require? So above all, constantly seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. Then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly.
Hallelujah. So here the Lord is telling us that we mustn't worry about what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat. These things the Father knows we need, you know. So it's wonderful. But then, so he knows that. So that is a need met. But what we need to do is seek the kingdom and his righteousness. And this we have done. And if we haven't done it, we need to do it. We wake up, the King has come, marvelous, shining like a light. And we realize that he's dealt with our 3 days, three nights, dealt with, restored us, dealt with our sin. And now we can become righteous. And that's why we need to be born again. So we've been born again so beautifully, Jesus tells us, it's John 3. Verse 3 and verse 5 is to enter the kingdom. So we enter the kingdom and then we see the kingdom. And that's the beauty. And so we have done that. We've been born again. We've entered the kingdom and we now see the kingdom. And here the word tells us to seek the kingdom. And the kingdom realities is what we live by. That's faith that God gives us. We live by faith, and then that wakes up the kingdom realities. And then the kingdom is the kingdom of the Father and the Son. It's their realities. So righteousness, it's all made by righteousness, because the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are righteous. And the word says so beautifully, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. That's a kingdom, the city of the living God. That's a kingdom. And now, in the company of angels, in the company of the Father, the God of all, and in the company of the church of the firstborn, the spirits of just men made perfect. So our spirits are now perfect, and we're in the kingdom, and it's in this kingdom that Jesus speaks, the King speaks, and we need to listen to him. So that is what it's all about, seeking the kingdom. We're in the kingdom, and now it's seeking kingdom realities. And those kingdom realities will be relative to the purpose of the Father and Son. And that's why the prophetic word says so beautifully, come to him, he will heal, because he's restored, and now he's raised up. And on the third day, he will raise you up. And so come, let us press on to know him, for his coming is as certain as the rain. As the dawn, and then it's in the dawn as we are now drawing close, morning by morning, he awakens our ears, and he reigns righteousness. So it's about staying in tune now. We are co-heirs together with the Almighty. Yeah, the Almighty Jesus, Almighty Father, and all the almighty realities of the kingdom. That's why it says we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, because it's our portion. We're back home with the family now. And so now it's just about obedience and walking conscious of the Lord every day, working together with him, our labor is not in vain. It's to our gain. So be blessed to know your God is for you. You run to him, not from him. And you hear him. And you see what he's saying to you. And we walk in that on a daily basis. That's our path just getting brighter and brighter. Because the kingdom is available now. And the beauty is available. And we make our calling and election sure. So we're partaking of our calling and election. And the beautiful thing, I think of 2 Peter chapter 1. It says that we won't even stumble. Amen. Because we add to our faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, brotherly affection, agape. So it's a constant awareness of the realities that we are in now. And we represent these realities, so we get these realities as we need it on a daily basis, and we let our light shine. Amen. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Like the other day we spoke about the birds, we start the morning praising the Lord. We start the morning praising the Lord, coming boldly into his presence to receive grace and mercy for the time and need. The day ahead, one day at a time. Every day there's sufficient goodness, and that goodness carries us through the day, just like a good breakfast would do. How much more the realities of our heavenly family. So let's press on to know them, for their coming is as sure as this morning sun rising, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings, and we can go out like calves led from the store, full of joy, and tramp the wicked down, thus says the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Amen.